Jordan Zuban, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're in town for the BioSteel camp. We're so excited to have you in town. What was it like signing a contract that had the Toronto Maple Leaf logo at the top of it?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me. It was amazing. I obviously grew up in Toronto, and I love the Leafs growing up, and my mom's a big Leafs fan, and just my whole family was ecstatic. Everybody was excited when they heard the news, and still to this day, it still kind of has me in shock a little bit.
Any reservations coming to Toronto just because you hear of like the limelight, you know, the media is on you, whether it's the Leafs or the Marlies, there can be some critics, or is that something that you kind of relish and you feel as though your performance can kind of to speak to naysayers or haters, if you will?
I don't mind. I think for me, there's probably a few bigger fish in the sea that have to worry about that. So, hopefully I can just kind of keep it low key and just do my thing. But, I'm definitely not worried about that if that happens.
Coming into camp, I mean, there is absolutely an opportunity to make the big club and to prove yourself and to show that you are the player that you believe that you are and that the Toronto Maple Leafs believe that you can be. What have you been working on this summer to really push that angle? And I mean, do you look at it and go, I'm going to handle this like any other summer. I'm going to go to the gym as much as I can. I'm going to get on the ice as much as I can. Or are there specific things about your game, Jordan, that you're like, okay, I got to focus on this because I think this is going to be the X factor that gets me into the lineup?
Yeah, I think, this is my first summer training with Matt Nichol. And, here at the gym, obviously, we have a lot of great players here and a lot of great staff here. Steve Spott comes and runs our skates, and obviously we have a lot of NHL D-men here that kind of just trying to pick their brain about certain things, and then obviously competing against guys like Sags and Davo when he comes out and guys like that definitely make me a better player. But for me it's pretty much the same thing every summer, just trying to work on my defense, and I think having the opportunity to compete against those guys and work on my game has made me a lot better player.
Who's someone that you've competed against that you're like, okay, I think I can stack up, and then you get on the ice and you're like, damn, just blew by me. All right. Next time up, I got you, but like that was a bit shocking.
I try and jump in the front line whenever Segs is going. He's a pretty good player, and we kind of go back and forth a little bit, and he pushes me to be better, and he's a great player, obviously. I try to do my best to push him to get better, but that's one guy that I definitely go against, and wow, this guy's a good player.
Faster than he looks on film.
Yeah, really. Jeez. When you talk about being a part of this camp and training as a professional athlete, it seems so much fun to be a professional athlete, but I can't imagine that the diet's a lot of fun. And I know this is a weird question, but I want to know, like, can you run us through what your eating schedule is during the day? What would you eat? What do you eat? When do you eat it? Is it anything like Michael Phelps where, you're eating like 10 Subway sandwiches because you got to consume 20,000 calories? Or is it all green, scary drinks?
It's definitely a lot of green. Allergies and stuff like that too. So it's pretty much just like meat and vegetables and some good carbs around my skate, but the hardest part is definitely waking up and having meat and veggies at 5 a.m. every day before I go to the gym. But that's part of it. That's part of the job, right? You have to get used to it.
Man, that sucks. Like I get it. It's going to be worth it. The payoff's going to be worth it. But I mean, just to stick to Adam's point, like, what are you binging on when you get a day and you're like, you know what? I just can't South Beach diet anymore.
Cheat diet.
What are we going in on?
What do I binge on? I'm not really a big chocolate or candy guy. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go get some wings or something on like a cheat day, which is not very often, but yeah, maybe just wings or something.
Very important follow-up question, honestly. This is why they bring me in here for the tough journalism. When you're eating wings, are you going ranch or blue cheese? Because this is polarizing.
That's a good question.
Oh, definitely ranch.
Yes.
Yes.
Attaboy.
Yes. Jordan, I think you're going to be very successful here.
Yeah, exactly.
Just based on that choice alone. We really appreciate you making time for us today, Jordan. You can see him at the 2018 BioSteel Pro Hockey Camp. Follow at BioSteel Sports on Twitter. And Jordan, best of luck going into training camp. We know it starts real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.